lie. But I'll tell you, you've got a weapon. You've got a weapon. It's called the Spirit of God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. And you turn that weapon on, and you turn it on to that old slewfoot Satan, and you watch him run. You take that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and just wave it in his face and watch him go, and take off. He just becomes a total coward when that word is shoved in his face. Stinks to be him, but it's a beautiful thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you love the Lord, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. See what's happening. This had to start here. It had to start here. Hey, we got fixing to get ready over there in Northfield. That was the fixing to get ready part. See? And then they had to come here. It had to start here in Morrisville. Couldn't start in Northfield. Had to start here in Morrisville. Because we had to include the Gruners in this. Amen. Amen. Now I'll tell you a little secret. If we hadn't started here, if we hadn't come here, I know this may not, you know, may not understand it some of it, but if we hadn't started this here, they wouldn't be in. They wouldn't be in. Because George chose to do right. God has blessed this whole family. Amen. Because Brother George chose to do right. God has blessed his entire family.
Amen.
That's the power. I had to start here, and there is a separation taking place. A separation. The tares are going to be cast out and burned, but the wheat will be drawn in. Jesus said, how shall I liken the kingdom of God? It's like unto a fisherman that goes out and casts his nets into the sea. When he comes back in, he puts it all out on the shore, and then he picks out the good and keeps it. Throws away the bad. That's what we are. We're the fishermen ministries. We are the fishermen ministries, and we're throwing the net out. Throwing the net out. And we're bringing it back to the Lord. And as Jesus said there, his holy angels will pick through those that are brought in, and they'll keep the good and throw the rest away. Be the good. Be the good. You can't accept Jesus and accept the world. You can't choose this and that. You're either in the Lord or you're not in the Lord. You're either all the way or you're none of the way. You're either for him or you are against him. You either are of him or you're of the God of this world, Satan. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what you believe. That's God's word and that is true. There's a separation. God is separating his people. And he's going to empower his people and raise them up. Because the God of Abraham and Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, the God of Joshua, the God of Elijah and Elisha is no longer slumbering. He is wide awake.
Amen.
And the world is going to see him.
Amen.
He shall not slumber, nor shall he sleep. But his glory and power shall be around about Jerusalem, his people. As the mountains are around Jerusalem, so shall the Lord's power and glory and might be around his people. And they will be seen as his people. Hallelujah. Play something good, fast, and exciting, and Ricky...
Oh, praise God. Been an awesome night. See what happens when you pray for triple? Tomorrow night, quadruple. Everybody, pray for quadruple tomorrow night. Tonight was triple.